thank you for tuning into the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
First of all, let me say this. Michael Jordan was overrated.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Rant and rave of the Hub Show. We are outside here at the American Ale House. Jay and Shay Lewis is back from Bermuda.
Yes.
Chris from left field, Chris Canfield.
It's a lovely night.
It's a lovely night.
It's a lovely night
out here, right?
Right.
This after is raining
like,
all week.
Yeah, this is like this is our first breath of fresh air. And
almost like Bermuda.
Smell that Hagerstown air.
Almost.
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. Tell us all about it.
In my mind.
Tell us all about it. Bermuda.
I had fun. I was on the cruise ship, Royal Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
I see the salt water got to your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hair's laying all flat.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'll do
that. I go curly, flat. Whatever you want.
Oh, yeah?
So I was out there. I was a mini celebrity.
Were you?
Yeah.
Because of the Hub Show?
No. Because my dancing skills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of dancing.
What do you know how to do?
I know I do a lot.
Yeah? Viennese waltz?
No.
The cha-cha?
I know I do cha-cha.
Yeah, we got,
I do cha-cha.
We got a nice audience member over here.
Do you know the electric slide?
He wants to see
yes.
a dance.
Oh, okay.
The wobble.
The wobble. All right.
Okay, wobble shit. Hey.
But I had a lot of, met a lot of people, and so
had a lot of people buying you drinks?
Well, you know, I didn't really drink.
Yeah. Oh,
no?
My goodness.
Yeah.
You were good?
I was very good.
You're proud of yourself?
Very proud of myself.
Good.
And I was on a natural high.
Nice.
So I wore this thing called a North
salt
Star.
Water. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it took me way above the ship.
Okay.
And, like, over the ocean. It's called a North Star. I thought I was going to pass out, but I didn't.
What is it? Like a hang glider thing or something?
It was, yeah, it was just like, I'm in a ball with other people, and I'm just standing.
The ball is flying.
The ball is going over. You levitating over the boat.
Oh, okay.
I did iFly, where you're like doing skydiving. Indoor skydiving. That was fun.
Those things are popping up all over the place.
Yes.
Seen one down in Loudoun, and now there's one
in Loudoun.
So you went to Bermuda to hang out on the inside?
One down 495 somewhere?
Oh, well, I went to the island.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought I was an island girl.
Yeah, right? Good times, huh?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Nice,
clear blue water, pink sand.
Pink sand.
Right.
Pink sand.
Is it supposed to be pink?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a global warming issue or something?
No, it's supposed to be pink. All it right. was really
pink
beautiful.
Sand. That's pink interesting. Sand. I've never heard that. I've heard black sand and white sand.
Then I had a stalker.
I
really did.
In Bermuda, or you followed you from the States?
No, it was a lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe the sand was just tense.
She's from Florida.
From the blood
she's from Texas.
From the blood of their enemies.
She's from Texas.
She's from Texas.
Yeah.
So she was down there visiting?
She was on the cruise ship, and how she met me.
Oh, she knows a Texan when she sees one, doesn't she?
I don't know right. about all that.
The star, did the star on the back of the cowboy boots give it away?
No, maybe the star on my shorts.
Yeah, the spurs on the cowboy boots.
Yeah. She wore cowboy boots in Bermuda. Yeah,
No. But it was funny because she's like, she's with 1,300 people because they was the Monet group was there. They sell shampoo.
I think they pronounce it Monet.
Monet, man, it's Monat. Monat, but that's what I call it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a it seems
she's
to
from Dallas.
I believe
man.
It's an English word.
So anyway, so they was there, and she said, "I'm here by myself. I was gonna take the ferry. You know, mm-hmm. do you mind if I hang out with you?" I'm like, "Oh, okay, whatever." Mm-hmm. But she kept coming.
Oh, you couldn't get rid of her. Huh?
I couldn't get rid of her.
The next day, yeah.
I was at the ferry and I was going to catch it to St. David. That's another part of Bermuda.
Right.
She followed me.
Oh, snap.
She found me. I was like, oh, man.
She found somebody to
you
cling
like
on to.
Coming out of your hotel room and bumping into her in the hallway, nothing like that, were you?
I wonder if I'm that guy. I go do a lot of stuff by myself. Am I that guy?
I hope not.
I don't know if I'm that guy or not. I do.
Were you
like, I went to Coachella by myself, and I would run into people at Coachella who were the same people that were staying at my hotel, and I'd be like, oh, hey, what's going on?
And then
I'd hang out with them for a little while. But I don't think I was.
They weren't blowing you off or nothing like that, though.
No, they wouldn't blow me off.
But no, I was trying to get rid of her.
So you went to Bermuda. You got stalked by a chick.
Yeah, I got stalked by a chick.
Rock on, right?
A shampoo chick. Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to make a sale. Who
and
knows,
she gave
man?
Me a lot of samples.
I bet she. Well, there you go. You got something out of it.
Well,
I don't know what she wanted out of it, right?
I don't know. I hope not.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy's got a sample.
I know,
you.
Man. We got a.
No, I don't need any more
samples. We got one of the old dudes from Muppet Show in the audience here, man.
All right.
Statler or Waldorf, one of the two.
Oh, is that their name? Yeah. You know their names?
Yeah.
Well, he won't give us his
I
name. You can't help
her.
You can't help
me.
You came to help her?
You came to help me. All right. I appreciate the help.
What are you going
to
help her do?
Don't ask.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh,
you got another stalker. You come back to the States now. He's
right.
He's been waiting for you in your car when you get done tonight.
Oh, no. Not anymore. I got my private bodyguard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got Chris Canfield.
That's true.
Yeah. I got Devontae Dinkins.
Hey, you know what I tell everybody when this is, I got your back, buddy. If the shit goes down tonight, I will run and find help as fast as possible.
You don't have my back,
Chris. Don't worry, buddy.
Thanks,
I got your back.
You know what? I believe that. Because remember the last show we talked about your friend who got knocked out.
But we weren't recording when that story popped up.
Oh, well.
I don't think we were. Were we?
I might have that.
You might have that.
I had that tucked away somewhere.
Right. You probably got all kinds of weird conversations just tucked away in your closet, don't you? Yeah, because we talk about some crazy shit when the mics aren't on.
When you think they're not on. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the headphones are and all that. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to have a Bill Riley situation.
Oh, you know, no.
Right.
Yeah.
But I had so much fun, and I was
this fucking thing doesn't work.
Relaxed on the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah, then there were some people getting balcony action, I found out.
Balcony action?
Yeah.
How high up?
Oh, nice.
I was on the 13th deck.
And they were on the same level as you?
I hope not.
I tried to get some action.
Did you look up and see them getting balcony action? You looked down?
They was in this game show, and it's about married couples. And it's these couple that just got married on the ship. And they said, where's the craziest place you've made whoopee?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Whoopee. And they said... On the balcony, here on the balcony. I said, Lord.
Well, you said like you woke up and...
Right.
No, well, there are people on the balcony. Well,
I'd be like,
I don't make
whoopee, I make love.
Well, I don't know.
All right, might Barry be some White whoopee. Over here.
You might be whoopee.
Right. You're whooped.
Right.
Right. But you had a good time?
Yeah. But I had a great time.
Awesome.
I got a tan.
Somebody so going to feel the sting of this tan.
Yes, Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. But Bermuda.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cruise trip was good?
Yeah. Some I didn't like leaving out of New Jersey. No, the water's dirty, for real.
But where you went to, it wasn't. So
yeah, you get to play kick the can on the beach in Atlantic City.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Did you eat good?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
They took care of that on those cruise trips.
Oh, yes. I had somebody do everything I need them to do.
Oh, balcony action there?
No, balcony action.
I've only been on one cruise before, and it was back before cruise ships were like... It was back before cruise ships were like big and
popular.
Fancy. You know? So it was just like your basic, like small little thing. We didn't really have anything to entertain us much.
So you had...
We just did a lot of drinking, and I don't know. They were supposed to be performers on the boat, and I don't think they showed up because there was a stage and nobody was on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This little girl got up and did a little tap dance thing for her family, and everybody stood up and cheered.
I think that was a houseboat.
A little Shirley Temple action.
It was a very boring trip.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't.
But they do get you with the alcohol, though.
Well, they got an alcohol package.
When you get on the boat, there's a guy standing there with drinks with umbrellas in them.
You just
like,
can't
here.
Say no, can you, Chris?
And you're just like, well, as soon as you step off the ramp, you're like, all right, whatever. And then that guy follows you around for the entire time.
Well,
and he's like your personal guy. No?
No, because if you don't have the little stamp on your badge, you can't drink unless you pay
for it. They regulate that pretty well.
Yeah.
You got to buy the alcohol package.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah,
so I didn't buy the alcohol package.
Yeah, because at the end of mine, it was, at the end of my cruise, it was, I got like a $1,000 bar tab or something like that at the end of the cruise.
Only Chris.
Because they don't tell you how much anything costs. The dude is just always there. He's standing outside your door.
Speed bumps of life with this guy,
man. That's right. But you know what?
He's like standing outside your door when you come out.
You need to go to Royal Caribbean and get the alcohol package.
Yeah.
Right. They probably start saying, no, we're not going to give you any more. No.
Do
reject.
A background check on him, man.
Reject.
No. Yeah.
What do? They give you? Where they allot you a certain amount?
No, you get as much as you want. You can drink as much as you want.
Oh, it's just the all-inclusive wristband.
Yeah, it's not even a wristband.
I can drink until I die.
Yeah, you can drink all. I mean, it was some people falling off the chairs.
Nice.
They
didn't fall off the boat.
Though. Nobody fell off the boat. Some people got left, though.
Got left where?
In Bermuda.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Because
they make it back to the boat.
No, they was funny. Riding the mopeds, you know, and then they went over the hill.
And what do you do? What do you do?
They in ICU.
Oh yeah.
You know, I hope they're okay, but I'm not gonna.
They broke the rules, right?
I guess they catch the next boat back. How do they get back?
You're at your
U.S. Customs.
You're on your own.
You're on your own over there, man.
Wow, that's nuts.
Well, hey, you can get stuck in worse places, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We just decided to live here. Yeah. Maybe there's somebody who actually set up camp.
Well, not with $8 per gallon gas. Right. I'm not going to stay there.
Oh, wow.
$8. So everybody.
Do you need to drive around there? I guess it depends on where you are.
Well, it's only. Oh, guess what I found out? It's only one car per family.
Wow.
That's all you're allowed?
That's a rule.
That's a rule.
That's a rule.
Well, the island's only so big.
Yes. Wow. And yes. Like a regular car in America that's $20,000, it would cost them $40,000
yeah,
over there.
That totally makes sense because there's only enough room. If everybody brought in cars, there would be. Oh. Yeah, it'd be crazy.
It's still a small island.
There would be no parking anywhere at any time.
It is ridiculously crazy. You saw mopeds, scooters everywhere.
Isn't growing.
And you got some good sun down there?
Oh,
so you
yes.
worked on that tan?
Yep, got a tan.
Awesome, Shay.
Yep, got a tan.
Trying to catch up with you, man. I was mowing the lawn this weekend, but
it didn't
I got
work
the
out.
Lobster look instead, so what are you going to do?
You didn't get the right suntan right? lotion.
Yeah, right. I know.
You need to stop mowing the grass with your nipple clamp. So you got a tan line where the chain was.
Still, man.
Yeah.
Worth the effort, man. Whatever, dude. Yeah.
So did y'all miss me last week?
Of course we missed you. Yeah.
All right.
We had, it's funny. We had Ken Buckler back on with some more Hagerstown history. That was pretty cool. And then we had, we talked to some other
Folgers in the house.
Groups. Yeah.
Folgers in the house.
Mm-hmm. T. Moore Consultant Terrence Moore just walked in. We have something of an audience here. We got Takeisha Ann Martinez is in the audience.
You know why they call him Folger Shay?
No.
Because he's dark, rich, and he grinds so fine.
I don't know anything about that.
Somehow Chris does.
I don't know anything about that. And how do you know about his grinding?
Oh, man. You haven't seen this guy move?
No, I have not.
He's got the moves.
There he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we get his name yet?
No.
Statler or Waldorf? What's his name?
Is that really the names of the Muppets, Statler and Waldorf?
Those two old dudes,
the two old guys.
What's their name?
You know their names, too?
You know who he looks like? He looks like the one of the brothers on Trading Places. You know the guy? The rich dudes.
Trading Places?
Yeah.
You know this guy, don't you?
We sure do. That's Terrence Moore. Come on. No, you can grab that
right
one.
Here.
Come here. Come
that one's on.
Come sit with us, man. There you go.
Yeah, have a seat. Here.
Hey, listen, Terrence Moore, get your ass up here right now. Right up here on this goddamn speaker.
Terrence, he won't give us his name. Do you know his name?
Hagerstown.
What's his name?
I know that you can support Hagerstown.
His name is
All
John
by yourself,
Hager.
You can support Hagerstown.
This is John Hager. He just
dropped the mic.
Oh,
he
just
dropped
the
mic.
That's John Hager. Oh, yeah.
That's John Hager. He just dropped the mic and walked away.
That's walking history right there, folks. That's John Hager.
He called you out, Terrence.
Right?
Yeah.
Terrence, he called you out. You might as well come say something.
They were going to
win World War II, World War I.
Right.
Civil War, he goes back.
Vietnam.
They were going to erect
Vietnam.
He shed blood on the Antietam battlefield.
They were going to erect a statue of him in
Times Square.
Korean
War.
Look at him, man.
But it would just be a big dick.
Yeah. He just said it. He said, yeah. Still hasn't got his name yet. We just have to go with
it. We just have to go with it. Just rock and
whatever.
Roll with it.
Yeah. But hey, he's the liveliest audience member we got so
far,
that's for sure.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about this Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan documentary?
Two different dudes,
yeah,
man.
Two very different dudes.
Yeah, very, very.
He gets them mixed up. What are you going to
do? Here's a question. Do you think Michael Jackson could dunk a basketball?
No.
No, I doubt it.
Have you seen Michael Jordan moonwalk? Hey, thank you very much.
I mean, he could.
I like that.
He can.
Test.
He can. I think Michael Jackson could probably dribble pretty good though. Right?
I've never seen Michael Jackson play basketball.
No.
He used to hang out with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was in the black and white video.
I bet you he knew how to crisscross.
But they never really saw him
shit.
And Michael Jordan like playing on the court or anything.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna bring that up on today.
They said
game.
Janet Jackson did a real good on the Music Awards last night, the Billboard.
Did she?
I know. I saw the beginning. Kelly Clarkson did really good.
Who? Janet?
Janet Jackson. She got Yes.
She's 50 what now? It's all good.
She got
good.
She looked good.
She got new music out?
Yeah, she
got
new album
music.
Out. She's mm-hmm. going on tour too, man.
Oh, yeah?
She's going to be in Hershey Park soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah, we should.
We should invite her on the Hub Show.
Yeah.
Like, I
met her.
I have not seen her anywhere on any show or heard of her since The Titty came out. Did that put her career
on
hold?
No.
It made it better.
She
put music out after that, dude.
Did she?
Yeah.
I just didn't pick up on her.
You follow Justin Timberlake, but you don't follow Janet Jackson.
Right. Something wrong with you.
You're on the other side of the table there, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. For the wrong team, Justin homie. Timberlake. Janet's
so the
a legend.
Teddy Pop helped
thing
her out.
Was more that helped about her out. Justin Timberlake than it was Janet for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
You felt more about for Justin in that situation than
Janet? I think Justin did it. I think it was set up. Right. And I think Justin did it because everybody thought he was gay. Everybody was like, oh, Justin's gay.
You brought it
gay.
Up, and everyone thinks Janet's titty. Right? But you go and say, Justin Timberlake. I mean,
yeah, no, it's Janet.
Yeah, that boosted his career.
It wasn't about Justin's titty, about Janet's titty.
That boosted his career.
It's no. Crazy,
it's her titty.
Right.
It's his career. Sure.
No.
And, I mean, and he was at the Super Bowl again this past year.
Yeah.
He came back.
And he wasn't good.
He wasn't flashing any titties, man.
All right. Well,
and
again,
it was not
time.
Good.
No.
It was not good.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Nah.
He turned the whole city purple.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's what the highlight was, the Prince thing. Wasn't him.
Yeah.
I remember that. We saw that right here at the Ale House.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
But I tell you what.
I saw part of it.
You didn't.
I didn't see it at the Ale House. I saw it at my house.
Right.
With tears in your eyes.
Yes.
You missed the Eagles. You missed the Eagles tramp stamp.
Yeah. Right in the window, pressed up against it like 2 inches
from our face. What,
somebody
had a tramp stamp?
Yeah.
On their stomach.
An Eagles tramp stamp.
We were positioned in the Ale House right by the windows, right? And the dude like presses got up against the window or like, look, Jameer, who's supposed to be here too.
Right.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I got my boy Danny on the mic, and I think he said, suck it, bro, about
something like
18
that.
Times.
Yeah. He had green paint, and then he was like, smell
is
like
the
beer.
Green meanie?
Yeah. It was messed up, dude. That was then. This is now,
right.
though. Yeah.
But I tell you what, Janet, she looked good on the billboard.
I'm sure
I mean,
she did.
Was.
She wasn't
I mean, to have a baby,
good.
You know, she looked really great. You know, she had a baby later.
She got like plastic surgery going on?
You know, of course.
Of course she has. Nose, the cheeks. So everything.
Yeah, everybody, the
young.
Whole body.
She was fighting the weight situation for a while with those Tyler Perry movies and stuff. You know,
yeah,
I mean? She was like up and down.
And you know, she had a she was married to a prince.
A prince, what? Not prince.
Yeah, a prince.
Really?
Yeah.
They still have those out there, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, Prince Harry just got married to the girl from Compton.
Yeah,
right.
From Compton.
She was the right. Deal or no deal chick.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton. Now look at her, know. Man.
Look, she's a princess. Well, the
right.
Duchess. She's the Duchess.
She's the Duchess.
Right? The prince
yeah.
kept the case. He said, I'll take case 14. They
that's
kept
right.
It.
That's right. Hey. I'll take Prince Harry for 1,000.
They said, there is one penny in this case. He goes, I won. Doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
I'll take it.
I'll take
Chris
it.
Chris Canfield.
I'll take it. And what is chained to?
Current events.
Right. The prince can pretty much.
Who got married this weekend, Chris?
If
you rewind back here.
If you're Prince Harry, you can pretty much just call up anybody you want and then just be like, yeah, this
you
is who
so?
I am.
I don't think so.
I don't
so.
Think it works like that.
I want to marry you eventually one day. Let's date for like a while.
You think so?
But they'll never say no
really?
To him. Nobody would ever say no to him.
Know. I don't think so.
Have you seen a guy?
I don't know what he looks like, no.
He looked like a
like
Carson
from
Wentz.
From
I'm, just
Happy
saying,
Days.
I'm just saying from a
he
status.
He looked like the Eagles
like
quarterback.
He has a red afro. It looks like Potsy from Happy Days, man.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
He looked like the Eagles
and he
quarterback.
He had a beard and mustache, yeah.
Carson Wentz. He looked just like Carson Wentz.
I bet you if he called up Scarlett Johansson and was like, hey, we should go out on a date for like 3 or 4 years.
She might date him. I don't
and then
know
I'm going to put the crown on your head. Little
no
tiara.
Crown.
I'm a little
Duchess,
tiara.
Not queen, dude.
Put you a little tiara on your head or something. You know, we could eat scones and
no.
You know,
drink
I
tea at 4 o'clock.
You know what?
For the rest
you
of
know,
our lives.
I think
at the English Ale House.
You know what? This is what it is, Jay. This is Chris's fantasy. So he's gonna go get him a king. Get a crown.
A tiara.
And said, I'm gonna be.
King Canfield.
I'm going to Pharaoh route. If I'm
king
going to
Tut.
King, I want to be an Egyptian king.
You don't look Egyptian, dude.
No, but I want to get buried with all my shit. When I go down, the grave is going to be huge, and you're just going to dump all my belongings into
on
it
top
with
of
me.
It.
Yeah,
and
I'm
we're
taking
go
it
up
I'm
in smoke.
I'm taking
gonna
it with me.
Do a dig up like 30 years later for the Atari cartridges that went with it, man. Good times.
And then I'm gonna get it all. I'm gonna make like a little treasure map, and I'm gonna rip it in half, and I'm gonna put half the map in one spot and half the map in the other spot.
Just twist everyone up.
And then people are just gonna have to dig up my
shit.
Grave to get all my belongings.
It'll be an Indiana Jones movie, like in 300 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm
Chris,
talking about.
You really out there?
I know, right?
Like really, really out there. Like really, really out
hey,
there.
Hey, how's it going? This is crazy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to call you King Canfield.
Here, man. Good times.
Hi. King Tut.
We're like 50 people said they'd be here and they're not.
Right.
That's the way it goes around
here,
I guess,
here.
Man. Yeah, we got a good audience here.
I can't
here.
Hear you because I'm wearing headphones. Yeah.
He can read. Oh, yeah.
It's 50% off bourbon.
How many yes. bourbons is that, Chris?
That's only two.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be riding his bike.
We need to get a waiter out here.
Yeah, right. We need
Chris,
a runner.
You're not going to have a bicycle accident tonight.
And Chris was offering free shots for people.
If it was in the advertisement. But you have to say what the ad said.
You had to say what it said. You had to tell them. But then a bunch of people answered that on Facebook, and then they're not even here.
Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it.
I was gonna set a limit here.
Hagerstown, man. What's going on with you?
There's no point in the limit now.
Because it's not Saturday night.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
We got two games going on tonight. In the hockey world, people. In the hockey world, we got the Washington Capitals.
Boo.
About to lose to Tampa Bay Lightning.
Boo.
So Tampa's going to go on and take on Vegas in the final, in the cup final. It's going to happen. It's over tonight. Yeah. And then on the flip side at 8:30. Is it 8:30 yet, man? Is it 8:30? Yeah, I got people checking their watch.
8:25.
No, we got five more minutes. I'll put it on.
4 minutes and counting.
So, yeah.
I forgot I was wearing
the Cavaliers and the Celtics playing tonight.
Go Celtics.
Go Celtics. Now I got people shaking their head.
Go Celtics. I'm not a LeBron fan.
No one has any. No one input. One person.
They can't talk about it.
Once again, Devontae's here. You just wouldn't know unless we didn't say his name. He's the phantom host of this show. He's always in the building, but never on the mic.
He owns all the houses in Hagerstown that are haunted.
We can't say nothing.
Then he acts like Casper when the microphones are around.
Seriously, he's there, folks. Trust us. Yeah.
Casper, he's good. I
think he rolled into town on like a wagon with a bunch of hay bales.
I know, right?
Right.
Seriously.
I'm buying up all these abandoned
houses.
Again,
over in the corner enjoying
the
beer.
He's the Monopoly man.
Unlike us.
Except he's chewing on a piece of straw.
Matt Mikowski is back in the house from Hagerstown Magazine. He came here to help.
Right.
He's getting excited about the bourbon.
Me and him had a very deep conversation earlier.
He's getting excited about the bourbon.
We need some more bourbon out here, man.
Me and Matt are working on
bourbon?
Yes, I do, actually.
He wants a double shot.
Huh? What was it? What was this? Woodford Reserve.
Well, no, just give it to him.
It's just straight bourbon, buddy.
He wants a double shot.
Yes, he does. He wants a
double. Oh, he's challenging you. He's testing your Woodford.
Yeah.
Woodford. That sounds like a
I don't
charcoal.
Know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Woodford with some.
I don't know my bourbons as well as I know my scotches. I know my scotches a little bit.
Huh? Sure. Yeah. 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 Terrence Moore is working the ale house again.
To beer.
He was working the ale house in the Super Bowl. He had the GoPro on his head and everything, man.
Right? Yeah.
All we got to see was like
I don't think he's
fries
get
and burgers and dirty dishes.
Well, I tell you, when I first met this man, I said, "When is he ever on the clock?" And then I got to know him, and I don't know when he's ever off the clock.
He's never off the clock. Never,
I think
man,
he just constantly moving all
that
the time.
That guy goes to like 50 different things a week here in Hagerstown. At least looks like that on Facebook,
right?
You know, he's going, interested, going. You know,
I do that too, but I never show.
I think a lot of people do it to us too. Apparently, there's some karma going on here, man. Eddie Peters was supposed to be here tonight, our voice man for the commercials.
On the rocks.
He was supposed to be here. Big Chuck is supposed to be here.
Big Chuck.
DJ Schmoo, Conrad, he's supposed to be here. He might come in a little late. Yeah. Tarek just flew back from Vegas. I asked him how the jet lag was. He didn't answer.
Is it actually Schmoove or do you have a lisp or something?
No, it's Schmoove with an H in there. You would say smooth, but too many people got there, so you put an H in there. It says Schmoove.
Gotcha.
So whatever.
So C-H?
Like J.B. Schmoove, the comedian?
J.B.
Schmoove, right.
S-C-H-M-O-O-V-E.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. I know.
That's Schmoo. What's a Schmoo?
I don't
Schmoo?
Know.
That was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon in the 80s, man.
Yeah, there was a Schmoo.
The Great Schmoo.
The Great Schmoo. I remember the name, The Great Schmoo, but I don't remember.
I know Hanna-Barbera, but I don't.
Well, they had a lot of miscellaneous cartoons.
Yeah,
but
there was
Grape Ape, Magilla Gorilla.
I remember Magilla Gorilla.
Remember Speed Buggy?
I remember Speed Buggy.
Oh, Speed Buggy.
Captain Caveman.
Yo, Captain Caveman.
Good times, man. Remember Fang Face? I bet you don't.
No.
That's a miscellaneous
one. I don't
remember.
Fang Face. I bet you he was on the Wacky Races.
Yeah,
he was on Dick Dastardly's team.
That's right, man.
And let me tell you why Chris knows that? Because that's all he does.
Watch cartoons. On Boomerang,
right?
Come on down. Right here. Bartender.
Was there a bird?
Ryan, right? Yep. Have a seat, Ryan. We're supposed to talk to you.
We had a bird in the background.
Yeah, man. Come on.
I think it's a warbler.
Do your thing, dude. Come on.
Is that a...
Right here.
That must be a purple martin.
Yeah, we're partying over here, man. So, yeah.
That's good.
I think the Purple Martins are going extinct.
Purple.
What?
You don't know about Purple Martins?
I'm sorry. I was getting your bourbon for you, dude.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
He don't know about the Purple Martins.
Yeah, they're a bird. It's going extinct. And they only live in gourds. My old boss used to be a member of the Purple Martin Society.
Who gives a shit?
Protection Society. And he had like gourds all in his backyard and everything.
And you just followed him like a...
Yes. I love the Purple Martin.
Like a...
Purple Martin.
It actually looks like a crow.
Are you a bird guy?
No.
You have a thing for birds?
Yeah, that's what
he gives about Purple Martins for.
Only when they're English.
I think he had too much bourbon.
Last week's joke. That was a good one.
Too much bourbon.
Yeah.
Trying to make the full circle.
That was good. He had to be there, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had Game Show Gus last week. He challenged me and Chris on some Canadian, you know, facts about Canada.
I kicked
his ass.
And you know what?
Doesn't hurt that my mom's Canadian.
You know what? But, huh? I'd never heard of Tim Hortons before.
No, I never
before
heard of
that. Before that,
the
game.
Yeah.
And then... This week, I've heard the name Tim Horton like maybe 20 times.
Really?
See? Irony,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, apparently there's some news story about some woman who took a Duke.
Do you know who Tim Horton is, Devontae?
Matt? I've heard
Thank
of Tim
you,
Horton.
Matt.
Apparently some woman took a Duke in a Tim Hortons and just threw it all over the wall.
I know. Devontae's watching the clock. He's going to change the channel. That's all right. It's still 0-0.
He wants
to turn the hockey off, put the basketball game on. I get it. Yeah.
We had to hide the remote from
Statler or Waldorf, whichever one he was. He introduced himself as asshole, though. I didn't want to call him that on the mic.
Right.
But you
I
did.
I said, what's your name?
But you did.
I did. Did I?
Yeah, you just did.
Well, now I did. But, I mean, you know.
But he's a victim of circumstances.
That's Mr.
Now.
History. That's the guy who's been here since day one.
The old geezer.
Yeah, he probably was here when this was soil, you know, before there was concrete on the ground. Alehouse. Heather, you're leaving. Heather from the alehouse. Yeah, you do your thing. It's awesome.
She can't leave her own
joint.
Not
like having a bar in your basement, right?
right.
Floors down. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Just don't get on your own supply or whatever you want to call it.
There used to be a couple TV shows where people lived above the bar. Did somebody live above the bar in Cheers?
Did you live above the bar?
Sam lived above the bar?
No.
Terrence says no. Kristen says yes. Kristen.
Oh, you know, didn't... The one with Tom Hanks.
Oh, has nothing to do.
When they had to dress like women. Was that above the bar?
Tom Hanks dressed like women?
You remember him and his buddy had to dress like women to live in this?
I don't know.
Oh, Bosom Buddies. Yes, that was Tom Hanks' first Ray in Hollywood.
I love that.
Oh, and I think Adam Sandler lived above a bar.
Laverne and Shirley?
They live above
a bar. They live like Ernie and Bert, like down below. They lived like in the bottom floor, an apartment building.
In the bottom floor.
Yeah, because
Laverne and Shirley.
Lenny and Squiggy always kicked in their door.
Yeah, and you know what I used to drink? Pepsi and milk all the time.
Pepsi and milk?
Together?
Back in the day.
They mixed?
Yeah, like Laverne did.
Why do you mix Pepsi and milk?
That's what she did.
I didn't pay too much attention to that show. Good theme song, though.
That's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Pepsi and milk.
Pepsi and milk, anybody?
Yeah. It was good.
Huh? It's gross?
Right.
You think they serve it here at the alehouse?
No.
No,
I was told
it's not gross. It was good.
You get a
really
white
good.
Russian is milk and what? Is white?
We
make a white Russian is what?
It's Kahlua? Milk and Kahlua and rum.
Right.
Yeah.
It's white Russian. So what would Pepsi and milk be?
Huh?
No, it is not.
I thought it was. What's a white Russian?
Vodka.
Yes,
it's Russian. That's what it's going to say.
Well, I'll tell you what I sampled.
Well, Pepsi and milk. What would
I'm
going to
tell you what I sampled while I was on the boat.
Right. I was having
some rum chata. Yes, the rum chata and some fireball.
I was trying to say chowder.
That's the good stuff.
Rum chata.
Yeah.
Rum chata.
Hey, we'll take one out.
You are going from Boston tonight, aren't you?
Rum chata.
Yeah.
And fireball. It tastes like cinnamon toast.
Yes. Oh,
fireball whiskey is the shit, yeah.
But you do it with the rum chata.
But if you've ever had rum chata, you can mix it with anything in the liquor cabinet. And it tastes awesome.
Have you done that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, like we've had parties.
We've mixed it with Seven Up.
We've had parties at the house, and it's just like you buy like two bottles of rum chata, and then we're just going to go down the line and just try it with the.
You did it with tequila.
Try it with this, and try it with
did
raspberry
you say tequila. You pronounce the I at the end of tequila.
No, it's tequila. No. It's called tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Tequila.
No, I don't keep any of that in my house.
Yeah, because that would kill you.
Yeah, that shit gets rowdy. No,
did you used to drink tequila?
Oh, that was my.
That was your stuff.
Jose Cuervo was my boyfriend.
Jose, huh?
Yeah.
Jose
and Patron C, was huh? my boo.
Was your boo?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you ever drink the worm?
No.
You're in Texas, you never drank the worm?
No. I wanted to get on the booze cruise.
That's not in Patron.
And do it in Mexico.
Moscow, I
still
think.
She drank tequila. Mezcal. I thought, you know, Dallas, Texas, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Some people do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not gonna swallow a worm. I'm sorry.
I've ate the worm.
You ate it or swallowed it, man?
Well, I swallowed it. You're
crazy.
You've been chewing on it.
I had the worm in a shot.
No, I'm not going to do that. But
only did it one time.
Yes. Pepsi and milk, Matt. I ain't kidding.
Woo. Pepsi and milk.
And you said they drank it on Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Google it.
Mix it together.
Yeah. Mixed it together.
Would you drink it now?
Half and half.
Is there
a ratio?
No ratio.
Ice.
So vodka.
You're going to drink it right now.
Vodka,
you're going to try it.
Milk is a white Russian.
Right.
So what would be Pepsi and white milk? What would that be?
Laverne.
You call it the Laverne and Shirley?
I call it the Laverne.
Okay, the Laverne. That's pretty good. You got your own drink now, man.
No, we need to pick one of the Pepsi spokespeople. We call it like a Paula Abdul or something, right?
No, we're not going to put Paula Abdul in. Nothing.
It's called an American Idol.
You know, Paula Abdul was drunk that whole time.
She was, especially the first season.
I'm like,
you know,
why?
She was so expecting that show to tank after the first couple of episodes that she didn't do her makeup the way she usually does. And she was drinking. She was a working alcoholic on that show, man.
She was, woo.
And then all of a sudden the ratings went pop, pop. And then she's, you know,
is this
she
one mine too? Does this belong to somebody?
Yeah, it was three put down here, man. I told Terrence, keep them coming.
Oh, all right. Whatever.
Hey, hey. I know, right?
If it's in front of me, I'll take it.
Oh, I tell you what, that bicycle gonna be on a sitting on the curb somewhere.
The what?
That bicycle.
No, luckily it's a recumbent, so I don't have to.
You know, Chris,
I can just lay
bicycle.
Back.
Oh, yeah.
I can lay back and just chill.
He's got that four wheeler out there.
Yeah.
The bicycle gonna be bicycle. Posted up.
No, I took what I did was I took a piece of yarn and I tied it to my front door.
Doesn't matter.
And I drug it all the way here.
Wrap your bike
so now when
a tree.
I go back, all I need to do is just follow the yarn back to the house. I just tie it back to the bicycle wheel and then I'll do pedal and it just pulls me right back to the house.
I don't think that's going to work out for you, Chris.
I don't know how that's going to go, man. Seriously.
I don't think it's going to work out for you at all, Chris.
No. I put a candle in the freezer to see what would happen once. And what do you think would happen if you put a candle in the freezer?
It froze wax.
Now, my theory would be that the wax would freeze and the wick would just burn off, right?
Okay.
Well, we put it in there. And
who
then,
is we?
Me and my friends that were hanging out at the house. Right?
Were you high?
No. But we were drunk.
Okay.
And we came
it's
up with this idea. Yeah. And then we did this, right? And we put the candle in the freezer. And then I think somebody said, let's go to Walmart. And then we left and went to Walmart.
And left it in the freezer.
And when we came back, I was like, oh, that's right. The candle was in the freezer. I opened up the freezer and the roof of the freezer melted. And the fiberglass shell had like the plastic had melted and the insulation was showing and the insulation was burnt and the drippings of the plastic fell into the candle and put the candle out.
I'm not scientific. Explain. You put it in lit.
We put it in lit.
Oh, okay.
Why would you do something dumb like that?
Because we're trying to figure out what would happen if you put a lit candle in the freezer. And then we forgot about it. And then we just got drunk and forgot about it and went to Walmart.
You know what? You one of those stupid drunks.
Yeah. So yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I get there.
It sounds like it's a lot.
Sometimes I get there.
It sounds like it's a lot. It's more common than not.
All right.
You're going to be like that guy asshole.
We're talking about candle wax and freezers here. Let's move on here. Let me get some more guests here, man.
Yes.
Let me see if we can get Takesha over here. Takesha, how are you?
We got a really, really great show for you tonight. Special guest, Takesha Martinez. Yes.
Martinez.
Yes.
Not Martin.
Hey, come on in. No, she corrected me the last time. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
I left off the EZ at the end.
Yeah. Oh, something wrong with
you. Takesha, how are you?
Takesha
Martinez.
You can take it off if you want to hold it. It's up to you. Whatever.
Mic check. Oh, one, two.
So tell me, you're here to say something about Cease Pain.
I want to ask you about that. That was 2 weeks ago. Mother's Day weekend was the second Hagerstown of Cease Pain.
Dang on it, I missed it.
How'd it go?
In Bermuda.
Don't worry, you weren't in any pain.
She was in Bermuda.
All of us. She just bailed on us. What are you going to do?
Mm-mm. It went very well. We had a couple different things going on. We were downtown in the square on Friday giving out hugs and love. I keep seeing people like, what were y'all protesting? We weren't protesting. We were giving out hugs and love.
Yeah, I saw your signs. It wasn't a protest.
Yeah, it wasn't a protest, yeah. Right?
I should have came out there with my mistletoe belt buckle and everything.
No,
huh?
No.
No, Chris. Not that kind of love, Chris. No, Chris.
No. Not that kind of love, man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Seize pain.
He's going to try to give pain.
Anyway, so yeah?
Yeah, I mean, Friday we gave out love and hugs on the square, and then Saturday there was love and comedy. Love and comedy was at the piano ballroom.
Right, Big
so,
Chuck.
So, yeah, Big Chuck. I opened up for them, and then nice. I flew across the street to the Maryland Symphony Orchestra Club, MSO.
MSO, that's right.
Yeah.
Good times, good weekend.
Good time. It was a very good weekend.
But I'm asking you, though, because last time you came on after Seize Pain, you kind of gave us a breakdown. How'd it go as far as the hospital check-ins? What was the scorecard this weekend?
It looked good. We haven't got a complete report as we're trying to get it to in August when the next one is, which is the first weekend in August. Okay. We want like live updates. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah, we want live updates as to what police calls are happening so that way we can kind of be boots on the ground if there's a domestic dispute or something like that.
And boots on the ground means what? If you hear something, then what are you going
to
do?
It means go to it.
Go to it?
Go to it and love people.
And just be involved, right?
Yeah, take Chris and give out hugs and stuff.
Yeah, no mistletoe belt buckle.
We need you in August, Chris. We need you.
Yeah. I love everybody.
Yeah, we need you.
Well, I'm sure you
do.
Lots of love on the Hub Show.
I love you guys.
Should change the show to the
Hub Show.
How
many bourbons you have?
Yeah. You guys are great.
Yes. How many bourbons?
That's the second one. Third?
Fifth.
So Hagerstown Seize Pain is 72 hours that we ask Hagerstown residents to not inflict pain on themselves or anybody else.
Right.
And it runs at the same time as Baltimore Seize Fire. Which is Baltimore Ceasefire is trying to do 72 hours with no murders. We don't have the murder problem, but we do have the overdoses,
we got those
domestic violence, the stabbings, all of those.
So I'm good.
But so far, so good. For the next
so far, so good. Okay. Yes.
I got the Narcan training.
The Narcan training?
Yeah, so if somebody has an overdose, you know, some opiates.
Yeah.
I'm right there.
You know what to
do?
Is there
a particular spot?
What do you do?
You hit them with a spot?
No, it's like a nasal spray thing. You just
You don't do the syringe thing like in Pulp Fiction?
Mm-mm. Yeah, like putting that's what I was thinking. No. I was like adrenaline to the heart. I was thinking they had to like stab the chest and hit the big
you got
button.
Too excited.
Damn.
Oh, that's it? Nasal spray? And like what does it do
just
for?
A nose spray.
It's like a nasal spray.
Because let me talk.
Do you need training with that?
Yes.
Takesha, let me say, I enjoy having you on. I like to bring you on like this every 3 months when you're doing your Seize Pain thing and see how things are going, because we are concerned. In the last couple of episodes of the Hub Show, we've had people on here talking about the opioid problem in this town and making everyone aware of it. We had Kevin Simmers, the Brooks House, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my hat's off to him. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He's doing something.
Yes.
All right? He's doing something.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, but, you know, I hear a lot of people, like, in the news, on the city council. I mean, everyone means well. I know that, but it's all about, you know, awareness. I think we're all pretty much aware of what the answers are.
Right. I see that. That's what I say. Every February, I see the ribbons. Yeah, I know breast cancer.
People were on last week talking about the biggest problem around here is the drug opioid problem. Okay. Now what?
I think that with Hagerstown Seize Pain, everybody can get involved.
Sure.
You don't have to come to a meeting. You don't have to do something particular. You can open your door up and just say, I'm participating. Me and my family are taking a peace challenge for this weekend.
Right.
If we can just be intentional for 72 hours to say that I'm going to do peace, then we can extend it to a week and we can move it forward.
Like,
it starts within.
If you can do it for 3 days, why can't you do it for 5 days and move on to the week? Right.
And you know, we've never talked to anybody wherever we were at while we were out that did not want love, that did not want some hope, that did not want hugs. Right. I mean, we talked to a woman in the square that she just bawled in our arms and she just needed somebody to tell her she was going to be okay. And I think that's how we changed the town is by joining
Seize Pain. There's also the ones that don't come out of the house that are still in the basement. So I had an idea.
Oh, Lord.
I say we just inject some rat poison into the system, right? Into the streets, and then we announce it like on Channel 5 News. We get on there and we say, listen, I don't know why I went with Channel 5, but we get on there and we say, listen,
we have a
there's
DDM
a 50% chance that you might die if you're doing this shit, so you better think twice about it. and then just see what happens.
I don't know. What do we? You know?
I don't think that's going to work, Chris.
No, it's going to work though.
Just bring out the wheelbarrows.
It's going to work.
I'm down with the love thing. I get that.
But you know what? I think you really need to
bring out your dead.
It's a lot of people.
Bring out your dead.
No,
just toss them in the wheelbarrow and just take them down the street.
I think Matt got that one. Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. But I think a lot of things.
And there you have it.
A lot of people just got going through so life. Yes. Life, you know, yes. Life hurts a lot, you know, yes. And some people don't have the coping skills.
Life's a kick in the balls,
you know. Right. You just have to realize how to deal with those things, and I think that's where it starts. It's life happens,
right?
Yes, and we've gotten too comfortable, and it's too easy to share a bunch of drama and all the bad stuff.
Yeah, you that's do it on social saying. Media all the time.
How about something positive where you don't? It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. Church you go to, or if you don't go to church, if you're atheist, doesn't matter. We're just saying 72 hours. Don't inflict pain on yourself or anybody else. Chris, can you handle that?
To you, at
72 hours? Shit, I used to go 2 years when I was younger. I got some stamina. Some stamina for some happiness.
You can hang?
Stamina for some happiness. I think I could
last 72 hours without a frown.
Yeah. That's it. 72 hours without a frown. That's it.
He just gave you a new slogan.
Yeah, 72 hours without a frown.
That's right.
Stay happy.
Write that down. Ooh, that was bars. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah. Hey, poet. I'm trademarking this, so. Just know I'm coming for you, bitch.
72 hours on the frown. We have shot glasses made up and everything. T-shirts.
He's gonna be smiling.
That's right.
And see, I had a little TM with a circle around it down below the slogan.
Takesha Martinez.
Oh, snap.
I love that.
Oh, snap.
There you go. Right. Well, I hate I missed it, but I was seeing pain in Bermuda.
She was seeing pain.
She's getting her feet rubbed.
With her stalker.
Yep. With her stalker. Hey. Yep.
The next one is the first weekend in August.
Yes,
everybody participate. Now it is your movement. Now you got to tell everybody you know.
Now, this was the second one you just did. How was the turnout for people being involved with it? Is it growing?
No. We have the Maryland Symphony Orchestra. We have Chuck the Landlord.
Yeah.
We have the Robert W. Johnson Community
supporting
Center.
You.
We have the Police Department.
Yeah.
But if we could just get regular, everyday people just to kind of take on that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. They gotta want to participate. They gotta want the change.
Yeah, right? you're starting at the core anyways. Mm-hmm. You're where it matters, and then you know it'll spread into society.
I know recently you had a meeting with the cops.
I had a
meeting with the cops. How many times a week is that, Takesha? Yes.
I feel like I'm. The more I hear, the better I feel I know it's not just me now.
No, she don't have that kind of meeting.
You had a meeting with the police.
So I'm also a mediator and facilitator. So the governor's office has given Hagerstown money to come together as a community and build a policy around policing the youth.
Okay.
So what that looks like is the next one is May 30th, 5 o'clock at the library. There will be food. There will
be food and cops.
Won't be no donuts. Won't be no donuts.
Ride that bike hard. Ride that bicycle hard up there.
You should bring some, Chris, just for shits and giggles, man.
But
show with some crumpies in your hand.
He's gonna show up with his bicycle.
So it's police,
donuts in the basket.
Police. Community and youth, we want everybody to come together, and we're facilitating this conversation first to build relationships, and then they'll be able to work together on a policy around police and the youth.
Okay.
Right.
So that the next one is May 30th, and it's open to everybody.
Well, will it be open to me? I live in Pennsylvania, but I would love to talk.
It is open to you because you work in Hagerstown. You absolutely.
What's the vibe, Takesha Martinez, what you're getting from all this?
Is it looking good?
Oh, yes. We had 43 people. We had 43 people show up.
Yeah?
Yes, 43 people show up at the last dialogue. There was great conversation.
It's getting better and better on that
end,
right?
It was about 8 officers, and the rest was the state's attorneys were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Parole officers were there. We had community. We just didn't have any kids in the building. Yeah. So we need some youth. We don't want a bunch of adults making decisions about youth.
Yeah,
we need some youth in the building.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, they do.
I think adults need to make decisions for the youth.
No, they shouldn't. The truth is in the youth, Chris.
Huh?
The truth is in the youth.
The youth
is trademarked already. You can't touch that one.
The truth is in the youth.
I think the youth are stupid and uneducated.
Well, that's a reflection of you. Did you feel that way at 15? Yeah, because you put the candle. You put the candle in the freezer while it lit.
Listen, I thought I knew everything. Until I put the candle in the freezer and damn near burnt the house down.
Yeah.
Now I know I didn't know everything.
Yeah.
So we need to be out there as adults telling the kids, don't put candles in the freezer.
No, Chris, that was just you and your friends.
I would have never, ever, never, ever would have thought of that.
No.
Nuts. I don't know where you come up with that stuff from.
I don't know. I got another one I want to try, but it's going
to
require me building some kind of unit in the backyard. But I saw James Bond in the last James Bond movie.
Oh, boy.
And
he took a light bulb, right? He took a light bulb, and he broke the glass off the light bulb. And then he took a shotgun shell, and he took the cap off the end of the shotgun shell and stuck it over the filament, and then he turned the light on and boom.
Where are you from?
Blew the place up. So I'm thinking I've got to build some kind of bulletproof case in the backyard with a lamp.
Hang on, kids, don't try this at home.
Please don't try this at all. That's where he was from.
This isn't the youth dialogue he's just talking about.
Washington County, Maryland.
I just need to listen. I'm like a redneck Mythbusters.
Redneck myth, three bourbons.
Make another bourbon.
You know, Chris, I think you need to stay away from certain things, and that's one of them.
What, bourbon?
And fire.
Oh, no, fire. Fire's good.
Okay, no, it's
Beavis.
Not.
Yeah.
I think you started a lot of fires back in your day.
Were you? Were you a pyro?
I was not a pyro, no.
No, you sure?
No.
You play with candles?
I am pretty slick with a pack of matches, though. My mom told me that I looked like I smoked cigarettes one time because I took the pack out and I like flipped it and smacked it. You know what I mean? And I was like, that and did that and lit the candle. And she was like, wow, you did that way too smooth. She said, you've been smoking cigarettes, haven't you?
How old were you?
I was like, no, like I haven't. I was probably like, I don't know, 11, 12 years old or something like that.
You smoking? But no,
I wasn't. I never smoked a cigarette in my life. The only cigarette I ever smoked was when I was 18 years old on my birthday because I had to do everything that you can legally do when you turn 18.
So you didn't smoke cigarettes. You don't smoke cigarettes. But
I smoked a cigarette.
But anything else?
And that's all I've ever done.
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, smoked cigarettes. That's all you ever smoked?
That's all you ever smoked?
Just one cigarette. As far as tobacco is concerned.
Do you remember what brand it was? Was it Marlboro? Was it Salem? Virginia Slim?
No, it was a Camel because I was planning on giving the pack to my buddy.
Okay. So I was like, what do you want?
I turned 18 and I was like, we need to go to a strip club. I got to get a lap dance. I need to go to Sheets and I buy a Playboy and a pack of cigarettes. And I'm going to smoke one cigarette, and then you can have the rest.
In that order. That was his
72 hours right there.
Yeah, 72 hours. That's everything you can legally do as soon as you turn 18.
There you go.
In that order.
Seize Chris.
You can vote.
I got my driver's license on my 16th birthday. I've done everything like immediately as you can
in order,
legally
right?
do it.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. Did you go vote at 18? That's what you can do.
Yeah.
I can edit that in.
That birds and crickets.
What was that?
I don't even know who was running when I was 18. It had to be Clinton, right?
No, I don't know. I wasn't paying any attention to that.
No,
Clinton was when I graduated. I voted for Clinton on my...
Yeah, but he was there for 8 years.
But I graduated when he was
first. You turned 18. You were born in what, 81?
Yeah. 81. Like the only presidents I can remember are Obama, Bush... Clinton.
Let's get asshole back here. Ask him how many presidents he can remember.
I don't remember the original Bush. I don't, like, in my memory, I don't remember the original Bush.
It's two Bushes.
Yeah.
Two Bushes, man.
It's two Bushes.
There were two. Yeah, almost three. Yeah.
Yeah, almost three.
No, there's only one now. Didn't the old man die?
No, just the
almost. His wife died.
Yeah, but I thought he died like a week later.
No,
he's part of it.
That must have been one of those fake. That must have been one of those fake news things.
Yeah, maybe. It must have been.
Shit. I don't know where you've been.
Right.
I know he's rolling around in a wheelchair grabbing asses somewhere.
That means you too.
Yeah, I know that.
Dirty old man.
I know that's what I'd be doing.
I know that would be.
Especially if I used to be president of the United States.
You'd do it now.
I'd go around just. Hey, goose, baby. Duck, duck, goose. What?
Keisha's about to beat you with her microphone, man. She's trying to hear that. She's going to cease the pain on you, man.
I can't have any more negative interaction.
I can't wait till I become a dirty old man.
Hey, let's take a break. We're going to bring some other people on here to talk. But Takesha, great hearing from you again.
Yes,
Thanks for coming on. And awesome with the second cease pain and first weekend of August.
First weekend in August.
Third one. Here we go. Hagerstown.
August.
We're going to harvest in August. Cease pain. First weekend of August. All right.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And who's winning?
Who is winning?
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HUBSHOW and receive 25% off your entire order.
Hub Show, we're back. We got Terrence Moore from the T-Moore Consulting Company sitting with us here at the
What's
table.
What's up, Terrence?
We are live at the American Ale House in the back on the patio, like planned. Great night.
You know, Chris Canfield called you Folgers.
Yeah, he did. Right. He called you Folgers, man.
Yes, and good evening, everyone, first of all. But yes, the first time I heard that Folgers analogy.
Now you're using it as a pickup line, right?
No, I was impressed the first time I heard it, and then I went home and it was creepy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, coming from him, right?
Coming from the wrong guy.
It shouldn't come from a guy at all.
Right.
No.
Chris is twisted like
It should come from a female and just say, Folgers, wake you up.
I took it as a compliment.
It's the best part of my morning.
No, wait, no. I'm not the best part of any man's morning.
We can edit this if you like.
Yes, please remove that.
Oh, okay.
No. Take two.
My bad. No.
I must be delusional.
Yes.
You are. You are. It's the bourbon.
You are.
It's the bourbon.
Yeah.
So, T, how's it going? How are things?
I'm keeping busy.
You are a busy man.
I try.
You know.
So when do you sleep?
I know, that's a question, man.
I sleep when I'm dead.
That's right, because, you know, Steve Harvey told me that if you want to chase your dreams, you're going to have to really run.
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm good.
Steve Harvey.
Listen to Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Terrence is running, man.
From the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And I got good genes.
I'm not planning on wrinkling or cracking anytime soon. So I still look good. So I can go without sleep and maintain, you know.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Da Vinci said that he would sleep when he was dead or something, right?
I'm turning the corner towards 40.
I know. You're right behind us, man.
You're a youngin'.
Big 4-0.
I'll be 39 this year.
This year.
Yeah. 39.
I caught up on
you. Avant is laughing at all of us.
You're a youngin'.
Hey, I'm a youngin', 39.
Right. Yes, you're a youngin' compared to me.
You ain't no youngin'.
I didn't think I was making it to 18. Yeah, 39 is like, I've been celebrating for the last
just starting, right?
11 years.
Yeah. I pray I die before I turn 50. Good Lord.
I'm looking at it, dude.
The way I'm treating my body. Oh,
you
man.
You need to stop abusing it.
You might not make it out of the ale house,
dude. I hope I'm dead by the time I'm 50.
Well,
no way.
No, you don't.
You'll be missed, Chris. No, we'll go on.
I can definitely see you sitting on some porch being grumpy and yelling all kind of unnecessary explicities.
All kind of obscenity.
You damn kids.
Exactly.
Quit walking through my yard.
Did you have a birthday? When's your birthday?
September 6th.
Oh, you have birthday.
Oh, you got to come party with us. September 14th.
The 21st.
All right.
We're going to have a Virgo party.
By 7 days, man.
That's right.
There you go.
He's older than me by 7 days.
7 days, man. All right.
He's born on my brother's birthday.
All the Virgos need to come out. Right, September. Here at Ale House.
What is a Virgo? What's the, what is it? What's
I got it
sign?
On my thigh.
What's
you, the sign? It's on my thighs.
Yeah, it's not the thighs or not the twins. My thighs. It's not okay. It's not a lion.
What, no, what it's like it's a woman. It's like a mermaid, like
a virgin woman.
A virgin.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Virtuous.
Where the word Virgo came
See,
from.
That's why I am a Virgo. I'm a virgin.
So you guys are like you
I'm
guys
a virgin.
Are, you guys are very rare.
How many kids you got there, Shay?
I'm a Virgo. I'm a virgin.
Is that what we're saying? You guys are very rare species and
something like that.
Yes.
No, yeah, we're basically gotcha. Kids who were conceived during a winter storm in January.
In January. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of butt naked booty blessing going on.
We were Christmas presents.
We were the New Year celebration.
Butt naked booty blessing.
We were the New Year celebration.
Yeah, between Christmas and New Year's. We, you know, when you didn't have money to give a gift, you gave the gift of love. So.
That's right. Butt naked booty blessing.
I am so stealing that. Butt naked booty blessing. That's what I'm
Did
doing.
You say it right?
Yeah. Bucket naked.
Bucket naked?
Bucket naked. What's the difference between being, what's the difference between butt naked and bucket naked? I guess bucket naked is more naked, right?
Yes, it's more.
The butt, you're just ass out.
Yeah, what is a different shape?
It's more. You got. It's like.
The bucket naked is all of it.
It's all
the
whole
lot.
You're just walking around.
The hoorah.
The hoorah.
The hoorah.
The hoorah.
It's the level of confidence when you're naked.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich bucket naked.
Like, that's
naked.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Like, that's right. I walk around. Just, I walk but around I'm on my house that. All the time.
You got to watch the door jams and whatnot there.
Well. You know, I let they're the only people that live around
drawers.
Me. Like my development, right? The average age of my development is probably 65, 70. And there's this old lady that lives across the street from me. She's probably like
Wait a second. You live in a retirement village?
Yeah, she's probably in her 80s, right? And I don't have any. You know, I'm a bachelor. I've been a bachelor for like 5 years, so I don't have any whatever you call them,
the blinds.
Up beside the curtains. Beside the windows, curtains. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you call those.
No curtains.
I don't have
house.
Any. I don't
no
have
blinds.
Any curtains. You know, so
I just.
He's bucket naked.
Yeah, bucket naked. I'm just strolling around. I woke up one morning, and it was like I had to go to work early, right? So I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I flip on the bedroom light. And there is the old lady across the street from me. She's like 80 years old. And she's out sweeping her driveway.
Waiting for you.
And like me and her, like my house is sitting on a hill. So I'm a little bit above her. So I know she can just look in my window and see everything. And I'm just like, because you know how it is at nighttime. When you flick a light on in your room, you can just see into the, that's all you see is in the room.
Right.
And it's like she's out there with her walker, like sweeping the driveway. And she just looks up at me and I look at her like this. I'm like, yep. This is happening.
And wow. If you can't see this visual, his hands are on his hips.
That's right. Yeah, like, I just gave her the knowing nod, like, yep, I'm doing this for you, baby. I am not closing the
she
windows.
She started sweeping faster.
Yeah,
right
like
now.
You haven't seen this in 25 years.
Scared straight.
Can I ask you, how did you get into a retirement village?
The houses were cheap.
But
I don't know.
Did they let you in?
Huh?
Or are you grandfathered in or something? With
your grandfather. I mean, pun intended.
But was it not a retirement village?
No, it's not a retirement village. Oh. It's just a really old development in town. Yeah. Yeah.
You chose this on purpose. Older chicks, right?
Yeah. You know,
easy targets.
Yeah, always thinking about yeah, this.
No
yeah.
curtains, no blinds.
He's like, yeah. He didn't want a cougar, he wanted a saber
right?
tooth.
Yeah, I got it. Listen, I'm doing you the favor, baby. So just enjoy. Enjoy what you see.
We're here at the American Ale House. You know better than we do. Now, Ryan's the new bartender here.
Ryan.
Working, is he working the bar?
There's
a bar back here in the American Ale House. The patio. Is he working the bar back here and the one inside?
Yes. Ryan right now is running between two separate bars right now. So he's working outside here and making sure that we're served and exceeding expectations as always. And he's inside as well where there's about 15 to 20 people inside working. So
there's nobody else to work the bar inside?
Well, you know, part of American Ale House, you know, you don't get a gym membership, but so we kind of offset that with some exercise. So he's getting his cardio.
Well, it's true. Up and down the stairs here. That's what we're going to call him. He's now Ryan the Stairmaster.
Right. some Fred Flintstone. Just
right. Here he comes.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet.
All right. He's Heather's new bartender here. Doing pretty good, huh?
No, he's doing real good.
That's cool.
He's worked the bar industry for a number of years.
Okay.
And he's been here, and he's brought a good clientele. He has a lot of great ideas for some events that's going to be had here right here in the bar.
Sure.
He's like I said, he's brought in some good people, some new customers.
I'll tell you
some
what,
new
we
customer
need,
base. So
we need to set up like a band out here.
out on the patio outside.
Yeah.
Bam.
Absolutely. And the Ale House has had some live music. But
where people can hear it.
We are looking for some real local music. You know, I know we've reached out to and Heather reached out to a lot of in Pennsylvania. Some of the artists have come out here. We want to get some local artists in here. So if anybody's out there listening,
karaoke is here. You know, Tuesday nights, right?
Tuesday nights, yes. TLC comes out
but not out here. They do it inside.
Aww.
Yes. You want to do karaoke on the outside?
Yeah.
Want to wake up these people?
Wake them up.
Yeah.
Get them rowdy.
Karaoke is actually done here. But if you guys, any local artists out there that's actually have a chance of listening and you want to get some exposure. And
yeah, Heather's open to it, right?
You actually know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, come on down and try to book some time and bring your crowd. You know, this is a great opportunity to bring your crowd and get more people to kind of understand your talent and celebrate your talent. So
get some exposure.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's it.
We love it. Great things going on at the American Ale House, so I really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, the menu's looking real good as well. So
I love the sweet potato fries.
Me too. I double order my sweet potato fries every time.
Go ahead. Terrence, get us sweet potato fries.
All right, I'll get Ryan to bring a little order of sweet potato fries. But tonight is what, half price bourbon and burgers.
Yeah.
I had a burger.
I haven't eaten yet. I figured I'd wait till after we're done with this.
Yeah, I did it before.
I didn't want to do this on a full. Yeah, well, apparently.
Yeah.
So you're belching.
No, I'm not.
There's going to be a Memorial Day special coming up as well.
Okay. All right.
So there's going to be a discount on.
Something's brewing, right?
Yeah, something's definitely brewing. It's going to be
American
a great opportunity.
Ale House, 49 South Potomac Street, here in Hagerstown, downtown, across from Bulls and Bears, across from the library. Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
It's a kick-ass patio.
She just opened
the patio last week. Of course, it was raining, but it's really nice back here.
Yes, really nice.
Couldn't ask for a better night to do this, too, man.
Right. It's
so for all those people who didn't show up at the Hub Show's first patio party out here at the Ale House.
Sorry for your luck.
One of the best patios in Hagerstown. If you want to come out, and also it's a great opportunity. And here's a plug here. If you want to have an event outdoors,
absolutely,
it's a great opportunity to bring that event. And those who are going to be celebrating graduations in the coming weeks,
do it here.
It's a great opportunity to have a graduation party here.
Right here.
Wish this would have been here last year.
She got a bar back here. She got a bar inside, of course. I mean, it's just
television's
a good time.
Outside.
TV out here. We got the who's up? Is Cavalier still winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston.
What's the score?
It's 46-29 Cleveland.
Just creeping up there,
it's just
aren't
the second
they?
Quarter. It's just yeah, the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
LeBron is one of the best businessmen I've ever seen in my life.
It's just
I'm
the second quarter, and they're up by
you
20
you disagree?
Points.
I'm not
like,
a fan of LeBron.
You're not a friend.
Like,
wait.
It's just the second
Hold
quarter.
Up.
That's
there
a lot of points.
You're not a fan of LeBron James?
No.
What, as a player, as a person?
No, as a player.
As a player?
As a person, he's good. But as a player, no.
Why not?
You know, everybody compare him to Mike, and you know, it's just he's more like Magic.
I agree. Yep.
You know, he's not like
Mike. Yes.
And Mike is the GOAT. You know, he's the GOAT to me. You know what I mean? And he had a bigger drive. And the thing about why he's crushing at the numbers he's crushing, he started when he was 18. Mike did this right out of college. Once he got it, you know what I mean?
Wait, hold up,
Jameer, where you at?
First of all, let me say this. Michael Jordan was overrated. Sorry.
No, he's not.
Here we go. Here we go. How many Hall of Famers did Michael Jordan play with?
You got Larry Bird.
No, play with.
Play with.
When I say overrated, Michael Jordan was the best player of that era, of that time, of his generation. Hands down, there will be another. No other player will come.
No, everybody won't be like Mike. Even LeBron.
No. Really?
Yes, he did. He wanted to be like Mike. He said it.
Okay, Mike wanted to be like who?
Himself.
Get out of here.
No, he wanted to be like
Elgin Baylor.
Will
Chamberlain.
J.
Yes, yeah. Dr. J. Yes, he had a lot. He had. Everyone has an idol that you aspire
to be. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Bill, you know. Mm-hmm.
But again, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, probably one of the most underrated players that ever played.
Oh, I like Scottie. He's cool.
And tell me who's LeBron, Scottie Pippen.
Shoes, he always had one. He had Dwayne Wade one time, and then he had, let's see.
Dwayne Wade, was his Scottie Pippen?
Yes, because Dwayne Wade wasn't doing it.
I love Dwayne Wade. He's one of my favorite players ever, but that man's knees ain't been good in 10 years.
But he made LeBron look good. He stepped up to the plate. You got to admit, he stepped up to the plate.
I get that.
But now, I don't think he's going to get a ring.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Dwayne Wayne on, like, Growing Pains or something like that?
No, Dwayne Wade.
That's Dwayne Wade.
Hey, you're talking about Dwayne Wayne on the Cosby Show.
Oh, Dwayne Wayne. Yes.
Different
world.
A different world of the Cosby Show.
There we go.
Different world. It's Growing
Pains. Kirk Cameron hung out. Yes.
Oh, my God, Chris, you need to let it go.
Here on the Hub Show.
So you need another bourbon?
Who's the best player in the NBA right now?
It is LeBron.
Okay.
But to me.
Phantom host Devontae is over here nodding, shaking his head,
His stats are saying he's the best player.
I saw him clench his fist up, and she said the wrong answer. He was going
to
swing.
But to me, he's not the player I would love to see him to be. I think he has a lot of growing to do when it comes to to being a closer. He doesn't have the, you know, Michael Jordan was a closer.
Stat of the night right now. The most game-winning
Hold up. My boy Kobe Bryant was a closer.
Okay.
But LeBron, he's a hit or miss. He's more miss than hits.
And here's stat over stat, perception of reality. The most game-winning shots made in the fourth quarter has been made by LeBron James over Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Stat.
But, you know, he had...
Just true, Devontae? Yeah.
Let me look that up. I'm about to do my fact check. No,
do your fact check, yeah.
But let me tell you this.
Yes.
They don't let it get that way. Kobe, right. They don't let it get that way.
All right, man. This is turned to in the cut sports here, man.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, but like I said, you know, everybody has their preference.
No, it's funny, though.
But LeBron is a good person. Like I said, he's a good businessman. And I appreciate the achievements he's made and the things that he do for his community. I'm not a big fan.
She said achievements.
And I'm playing devil advocate. LeBron James, I think, is probably the greatest player of our generation. And you know, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yes.
So I think everybody would agree he's the greatest player right now this generation.
He's the greatest player this generation.
Ever? Devontae says ever.
Devontae needs his head slapped.
You know, I see. I'm not even going to say ever. I'm not going to say ever.
But I can tell you what. I'm telling you, my dude.
You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, best player.
Steph Curry.
What?
Devontae said
Steph
no.
Steph Curry.
But Devontae, you sure you don't want to get on the line finally and have this talk? It's sports, man.
Steph Curry?
Yeah, no. Steph Curry's doing it.
I'm sorry.
I got to go pee.
I'm sorry, Steph.
Chris has to pee.
I gotta go pee.
Steph Curry.
You could be that DJ that takes over when the main DJ goes to the bathroom. You could step in on the mic.
Come on, man. Come on, D.
Oh, here we
yes,
go.
D. Get over here,
Steph
man.
Steph Curry's
no,
doing
no
it.
No politics, no business. We're going to talk sports. Devontae, 25-year-old. Is Terrence on the mark with most of this, or what's up?
No, LeBron is the best player of all time.
Of all time.
That's in your generation.
He's a 6'9 point guard.
Okay, here we go.
6'9 shooting guard.
There we go.
6'9 small forward.
I heard you guys say bourbon from the door.
But you know.
You ever heard of Magic Johnson?
Yes.
Ryan's working.
you know, Magic Johnson is the beast.
Magic Johnson could not score like LeBron.
That's he didn't have to. He had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, but he was 6'7".
Thank yes, exactly.
Thank you, Ryan.
Exactly.
Sports talk. Look, right here at the Ale House.
2 inches. You talk about a 2-inch difference.
I want to speak up, man.
Magic, you know, Magic put some tragedy on a lot of people.
Did LeBron have a Kareem?
6'4", 6'5", in the league. Him being 6'7", 270 pounds. I mean, he was a man-child.
Man-child. You heard it. Ryan said he was a man-child.
So was, I'm saying. They both were men. Like I've always said that the comparison shouldn't be LeBron to Michael Jordan. It's LeBron to Magic Johnson. I always said that because Jordan and Kobe were more aligned. They had that killer instinct, and they would shoot. They had the worst shooting percentages some nights because they would chuck the ball up 56. Now LeBron is more strategic. This is why I love this man as a businessman as well as a player, because the same notions apply. He is so surgical in the way that he addresses the game. LeBron would rather have a higher efficiency score than points or anything else. And that's what I like about him. Jordan would go out there and chuck the ball up all day if he had to. Don't get me wrong. He had to. And he didn't have to, though.
A lot of times he had to.
He had some of the best 3-point shooters around him in the game.
Some. When they were on.
Steve Kerr?
When he was on. He had some bad nights. But I like Steve Kerr.
Oh, Devontae, Chris is back. Oh, wait, he's going to the bar.
I'm going to Devontae speed his piece.
Put you right back in the bathroom.
Why are y'all comparing LeBron to Magic Johnson?
Because it's more of a person who's closely related to his position. Because
he's a distributor. That's my main point. He facilitates the game.
But he doesn't score. Ooh. LeBron scores and facilitates.
but Magic scored as well.
Yeah. He did not score like LeBron.
He didn't have
It's not even close. LeBron scoring versus Magic Johnson scored.
He had Worthy. He had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Why score when I can distribute? And that's what LeBron tries to do right now.
And LeBron been in the championship how many years without those pieces? No other player has been in the championship that many times with not any pieces on their team. Please bring...
Michael Jordan didn't have a lot of pieces.
Hold up.
Thank you.
He didn't have a lot of pieces.
Michael Jordan had Hall of Fame pieces around him.
He had a Scottie Pippen, but then there was sometimes he was just him and Scottie.
You know, you don't like Tony Kukoc?
He not.
B.J. Armstrong? Steve Kerr?
Dennis Rodman.
I mean,
sometimes he was by himself.
Well, when he went to the Wizards?
No.
Meanwhile,
when he went to Alabama to play baseball?
Meanwhile, in Washington, it's Tampa Bay 0, Capitals 0. Okay, back to basketball. Okay.
But let me tell you. Everybody has their preference, you know. And I know a lot of the young kids love LeBron because it's your generation.
Are you insulting us right now? You're calling us young kids right now?
No, I'm not saying young kids. Are you considering yourself a young kid?
No, I'm an old man.
Okay, so, but what I'm saying, but back in my generation.
We're the same generation.
No, we're not. I'm about to be 45.
Same generation.
Years. That's a 6-year difference, man.
Yeah, what I'm saying,
generation Y.
He grew up with Jordan playing on the Bulls. Yes. Yeah, he grew up with it.
But you know what? Jordan was our era.
Yes.
And the way you feel about LeBron is the way we feel about Jordan.
My favorite player is actually not LeBron. It's Allen Iverson.
Oh, good Lord Jesus. Let's
go. Good evening, everybody. We're going to take a break.
Right here on the Hub Show. You heard it first. Hey, again, Caps 0, Tampa Bay Lightning 0 on the ice.
Come on, Boston. Let's pull it on through.
All the black hockey fans out there.
No. Let's hit. I want to hear the reason why behind that one.
Oh, here we go.
Behind Allen Iverson.
You want some logic there?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's short.
Allen Iverson?
Yep. Because he's small.
And he had to do a lot.
It's underdog syndrome.
But you know what? I could say the same thing about Spud Webb.
No way.
No, you can't.
No way. No.
Spud Webb, he was dunking.
Spud Webb was dunking. A gimmick.
He's shorter than me. I think he's shorter than me. Spud Webb was shorter than me.
Spud Webb is a gimmick. I'm sorry.
He's from my hometown. He is not a gimmick. The dude was dunking. What?
I can tell you at least a bunch of people from my hometown that were that small that was dunking. You know what they doing right now?
Nothing.
Exactly. So but I'm just saying.
Chilling at the ale house.
but he got paid.
He did get paid.
And you know what? Dominic made him look a little good. Dominic Wilkins.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's embarrassing to have a guy that's 3 feet tall dunk on you. Like, that's embarrassing.
He wasn't 3 feet.
Or 3'6". What?
He's 5. He was 5. 5'6". Hey, that's...
Do we have a fact checker on
that? I know that for a fact.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb's height. What was Spud Webb's height?
At his prime.
Yes.
Yes, Spud Webb.
Chris is going to look it up.
Yeah. Oh,
so you like Nate Roberts?
5'7".
How tall is Nate Robertson?
5'8".
Oh, yeah. Nate.
So he was great, too?
No.
No. Devonta, you one of those sports guys? You have all the facts rattling off your head?
Just basketball.
You keep stats and all just that? Basketball. I know basketball, but you good? You know your stuff?
I'm pretty good.
Muggsy Bogues is 5'3"?
There you go.
Oh, wow. Who's
your other one? Nate Robertson.
I didn't like him dunking. His dunking was not
Nate,
right.
Nate Robertson is playing. They know that they just created a new flag football league.
Why?
It's a flag football league where all of the ex-players are going to, and they're playing each other. Michael Vick's in it. Robinson's in it. You got to see the list of people who's playing in a professional flag football league that's actually just come out.
I saw that, but I'm going to go watch the Big Three.
2020.
Big Three. And Ice Cube.
That's right, because it's my boo.
Coming back.
That's right. What'd you say?
We talked about this before. I'll leave it alone, Shay.
Big Three. Right. Going to see Ice Cube.
Wait, you are?
Yes, I'm going to see.
By yourself?
Yes.
Really? All right.
You know, Devonte, what you got going on right now, Mr. Money Man, Mr. Monopoly? What's going on right now?
Yeah, Devonte.
Trying to attract people to Hagerstown.
There you are.
More events
like this.
Hub Show, people coming out in downtown Hagerstown.
Ale House.
You got to get out. So. Get out of Hagerstown. Yeah. Stop doing the same thing.
Oh, shit.
That's the definition of insanity.
You can watch the game over here.
Yeah, do something.
Drink
get out.
Beer over here.
Move.
You do your drugs up. Oh, no, I know you can't.
Wait.
No, don't do your drugs here. No. Leave that where you belong. Yeah,
that's saying.
But you can do all your drinking here at the Ale House.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
And then you call your Uber. Do they Uber in Hagerstown?
There's a Lyft. Yes.
And
Lyft is here.
Oh, Lyft.
I've seen Lyft.
Okay. Oh, what? Call Lyft.
Let me do this public service announcement right here as well.
Please, knock yourself out.
And this was a conversation I had with another up-and-coming leader here in Hagerstown, and we had this debate here. We need to drop the stigma of opioids in Hagerstown.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. It's a problem everywhere in this country.
Yes.
But we need, it has to stop being
the
headline.
Dark cloud over Hagerstown.
And I get it. We need to work on it. We need to fix it. We need to be diligent in changing it. But it has to stop being on the billboard when you drive through town.
Thank you.
You know,
talk about the drug, the opioid problem. It's so prominent, man. It's all they talk about.
And like I said, I'm not knocking the efforts, because the efforts is needed. There's people dying day in and day out. There needs to be better education. Ladies and gentlemen, the cap scored. Congratulations.
Oh.
All right?
No.
But we need to stop making it the title or the reason that we talk about Hagerstown. Like, I need to stop being able to search Hagerstown and the first thing that comes up
is opioid.
Because how is a small business coming up? And again, this is not something that I'm sharing by myself. There was another person that I actually spoke to today, and she was very adamant about this conversation. Yep. And you know, and I'm on her bandwagon. I'm on her point, and I agree 100% that we need to stop making Hagerstown where opioids live.
It's the focal point.
There's so much more going on in this town.
Yep. It's all up and down 81, 70.
It's in Martinsburg. 76. It's everywhere.
It's
whatever.
All over the country. When
95.
It's all they talk about.
The president is talking about it. It's a national issue.
It's a worldwide issue.
Exactly. We need to stop making it.
About Hagerstown.
Like, I hear all the time, and Takesha, and I say Hagerstown is good ground.
Yes.
Right? It is great ground, but if you put a sign in the yard that says opioids live here, nobody's coming to this good ground.
Right.
So that needs to change. And Devonte, you know, as a small business owner and driving more of small businesses, and my business is a lot smaller than Devonte's, of course.
Mine too.
But from a business standpoint, like, when you want to tell people to come here, they can't see signs talking about opioid crisis. We all know it exists, and I get that, and we need to work on it. We need to bring, like you said, we are aware.
Well aware.
We are aware.
Just do your actions and keep it
moving.
Let's
put actions into place.
And quit doing the shit.
And let's celebrate that good ground that's here in Hagerstown. We got a huge class about to be graduating from an apprentice program that's going on in Hagerstown, where we're taking kids and training them
high
school and skill sets and making them future leaders. And we have small business owners here.
But yeah, we're here kicking and screaming about drugs and opioids. I mean, focus on them.
We need to prioritize the message.
Focus on them.
And again, young entrepreneurs. And I give much respect to every leader in this city, this town, that is working on it. And I was on the board of the W House at one point in time a few years ago.
Okay.
So I seen it firsthand from that position, and I know people are suffering. Like I said, I already told you, I'm from New York, and I grew up in that time.
Well,
so
that's why. I want to ask you questions as we're talking about it, and I don't want to talk about it much anymore, but we talked about it a little bit last week after our guest left off the air. But, I mean, what's the real answer to it? Some of it has to be, if we can bring back, I don't know, some good old-fashioned shame. I mean, is there no shame to it anymore? What's up?
And I'm not saying this, and you can chime in, please, Devonte. I'm over-speaking, so I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you answer that, and then I'll chime in after.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
The answer is just giving people stuff to do, like figuring out what do people in Hagerstown want to do. Like, what do y'all want to see?
Instead of staring at billboards all day about opioid problems.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
and having things to do downtown, like at the Ale House and elsewhere and all around here. I get it.
So it's making people aware of events like this
that's
going on. So.
Don't get me wrong. I don't believe that opioids should be criminalized to a point that we've seen in the crack cocaine era, because we've seen what happened with that generation.
It didn't do anything.
We've seen how it destroyed our communities back then. But I do see that there's a level of accountability that needs to exist in there as well. But I tell you right now, if I called you a crackhead, you took offense to it.
Right.
Right.
It was a stigma attached to being a user.
Crackhead, basehead, all that stuff.
You didn't want to be called a crackhead. It became an insult. It became degrading to, and we internalized that inside those communities where if you were a crackhead, you were the lower part of our community. Yeah. You know, not in a cast out, but you were held accountable for making yourself better and being a contributor in our community. And not saying that we need to create that stigma on people, but we need to not celebrate and entitle, you know, some of the efforts of people. Like, there has to be a sense of accountability. And I know that, you know, people are struggling out there. And that accountability, and I give props to the city for joining, you know, on that lawsuit to sue some of the pharmaceutical companies. Because, they contribute to that as well.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. But accountability needs to come from the top down and the bottom up. You know,
always
you make choices. You know, I was around. I grew up in a crack era. I could have easily been on drugs,
easily,
or been a product of a crack. Right.
That's what it I'm took saying. More effort for me not to be on drugs.
You saying that is what we're saying. I could easily go out and get opioids and go out and get on heroin. Whatever else is going on around here that's causing this big stink. So could you. So could Devontae. So could Shay. But I don't do it, and I could.
But there's a problem with addiction. It's less about the drug. And that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on what's driving people to addiction. You know what's driving people to the addiction? Life. We don't have good jobs in this town. Right. Let's talk about those things.
Okay.
Let's stop talking about the drug. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, we don't have enough jobs. We don't have enough high level of income. We have poverty all over the place here in Hagerstown. We have a homelessness issue that's going on here in Hagerstown as well. There's a lot of issues that drive us towards addiction.
No support.
And we fix the issue with addiction. The drug doesn't exist.
Right.
I can't. You have a no need for the drug. You had mentor programs, development programs. You got young leaders all over this town right now that we are willing. And Devontae, you know, we're willing to take anybody under our wing and bring them along with us and mentor and develop them.
Right.
And we need to take advantage of those things because right now that's where the addiction comes from. When people have no hope, we need to instill hope back in this town and stop talking about the drug.
Right, but so we're going to instill hope in this town by letting Devontae come in. Make some changes. Let some other investors come in here and make some changes for the positive, for the better.
Right.
And get businesses kicking around here.
You know, nobody want to fish in a pond that's covered with moss. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
You know, like if this toxic fumes all over the top of a pond, I'm not going to throw my line in the fish. Or how am I getting a business that's coming from outside of Hagerstown to come in town when they feel like it's not good ground? When it is good ground.
Yeah, because when they talk about, like, the Hagerstown, downtown Hagerstown is bad, I'm like, really? Exactly. What's bad about it?
There's nothing bad about
it. I haven't seen anything. Like, go out to Baltimore. Go out to the real New York.
Exactly.
Go to the Bronx. Go out to some
real...
See how
bad it is.
You need to go to the bottoms. Go to PG County. You go to you don't have to go far. You don't have to go far. And you go to some real hoods.
Exactly.
There's some real... downtown run down things, and then you'll say, oh, nothing is wrong with Hagerstown.
Exactly. It's no downtown.
If you can walk down here past 5 o'clock,
exactly.
If you can walk past 5 o'clock, it's something, then you're in a good area.
Exactly. There's no bad downtowns to have city parks and Maryland theaters and bars. Like, it's in a bad neighborhood, you can't walk to those, you don't have those accessories. Like, that's the reason why people want to come to Hagerstown. People want to invest here because you can buy things that are affordable. And then still have the opportunity to walk to downtowns and do things like that. So that's what makes Hagerstown attractive. It's like
right, and that's why I said, because it's not. If I can leave my door unlocked to my car, walk around with my purse on my hip, and be just chilling, because the downtown is safe.
Yeah,
people think downtown is not safe. It is safe down here, but if I go to Baltimore, I'm gonna have my stuff locked under the trunk. I'm not going to have my pocketbook out. I'm going to have everything in my personal areas where I can keep close.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not going to walk past 5 o'clock.
Ouch. Yeah. Here's a secret.
You know?
If you want to get rid of the bad element in Hagerstown downtown, I'm going to tell you everybody a secret. This is the way. I've worked on this strategy. This is all you need to do. We can fix this entire town. We get all that negative element that people perceive live downtown. All you have to do is... show the hell up.
That's it.
Come out.
More of us.
Come downtown.
More of us need to come downtown.
Exactly.
And be downtown and live downtown.
Right. Come down.
Sell your house. Move downtown.
Yep. Come down from the ivory tower. and come downtown and socialize and help these small businesses down here. Yep. And I guarantee you the element that you think exists will no longer exist.
Because they don't want to be around you.
Exactly. Right. You know, when the streets are empty and no one's here and the bars and the restaurants and all the boutiques that could be downtown are empty and don't exist, then nobody will come down here. So you know what? So the vagrants come. They come, and it's a homeless issue as well. And if you want to drive them out, if that's the case, if you don't want to solve the problem or help them no longer be homeless or no longer be addicts, if you don't want to, you don't want to do that, put the effort and money into the taxpaying dollars that's going to get them to be better, then just show up.
The hidden places.
And I hear people say we need to just put them on buses and get them out of town.
Nah.
What homeless person goes, you know what? I don't like living around here right now. I'm going to try a different city tomorrow. Like that's not not viable.
That's not realistic.
He's a world traveler.
We need to look inside ourselves and hold ourselves accountable.
Right.
And people don't want to do that. Everybody wants to point the finger, but no one wants to take accountability.
And guess what? On the Hub Show, what you're saying has been said, and it's been said again and again, and I believe it. But more people got to get behind it and do it.
Yeah.
Put some action.
Action.
Put your money where your mouth is, man.
Yeah, it's all about action.
You know?
If you got any ideas you want to put out,
by all means, man.
Come to 240 South Potomac. Come to
240, 207 South Potomac. Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah.
Let it happen. Let
it out.
If
you need a small, if you need some help with your small business, give me a call.
More Consulting.
That's right.
Go to TerrenceMoreConsulting.com
if you
have to.
You get your shit printed with Exponent USA.
And then you get your HR person to make
to
sure
hire
you have
some people.
Get the right hire.
Then you go
to
Devonte and you get your people, you hire a place to live, you know, and get them an office they can work independently. And
come to the ale house and celebrate your success.
Circle here, right?
That's right.
Heather's waiting for you. Get a drink named after you or something. I don't know. Pepsi and milk, whatever the hell you call that, Laverne.
And Chris is going to do all your woodwork.
Yeah.
Chris, I don't like the work. I just like to check.
Yeah, he likes the checks. Yeah, in the splinters. Yeah,
he likes to check some the splinters.
Good times.
Well, thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Terrence.
Turn
T. Moore Consulting.
Turn over
to somebody.
All right.
D, you leaving too?
I'm out.
You're out. All right, man. Good talking, Alan Emerson. There you go.
All right.
Hey, Shay, it's just you and me.
That's all right, because Chris is on Chris left field for real.
I know. He's on like his fifth, sixth, seventh
bourbon.
Eighth. He's on Bourbon Street.
He's on Bourbon Street. It's not in Nolens.
Hey.
All right, so we're going to get a Matt.
Easy Street, Hagerstown over there.
Matt out here.
I don't know.
Is Matt, are you ready?
Matt, come on up to
the
plate,
dude.
Come
on to the home plate.
Come say hey.
Come say hey.
All right.
Hey.
Oh, Kristen's coming
and
here, too.
Kristen's coming. Matt and Kristen's coming
Matt
to
and
the
Kristen's
mic.
On the mic on the Hub Show.
The mic check one.
Yeah. Hey, Matt Bukowski's back from Hagerstown Magazine. There you go. It's all good. We're just full of wires here.
Yay.
Right?
Fuck yeah, and I stole a sticker.
Yeah, you did. Right. You can stick it, pal.
So what's news? I haven't been listening at all.
I know, me either.
I've been talking about like social issues.
Awesome.
We were
so
having
amazing
conversation.
Yeah,
we're that's what happens
problems.
At the Ale House.
You're problem solvers. I like it. Results oriented.
The Hub Show.
Yeah.
American Ale House. This is where it all.
Hagerstown Magazine knows what goes on.
Oh, don't give us any credit. No. I'm just listening.
Someday. What is the saying in his shirt, Shay? Shay. Read Chris's shirt. I haven't even seen that.
So he said, buy me another beer and you're still ugly. Put your leg down, Chris.
I know, Chris. Close your legs, dude.
That's ugly.
The war's over, homie.
Now, you know what I love about this right now, though? That on a Monday night, where else could you find us?
And eight people.
And eight.
Good times, man.
We're having a great time.
Like a VFW, probably.
They probably
the Elk Lodge.
Not this age range,
the Moose.
Though.
The Moose. It was funny. Like, I never heard of all of that until I moved up.
Really?
To Pennsylvania.
VFW and the Moose Lodge?
Yeah, I never heard of that. I'm like, I've only been
to one Elks all of my life, and
I went to the Elks, the Moose, and the VFW.
What do they got in Texas?
They have all bars. That in Texas.
Just bars?
They have all that.
They probably in East and West Texas, not down in
Dallas. Yeah, they do. They have
Dallas.
All in Dallas.
Not in Dallas.
Man.
No, they do.
You look up Moose Lodge, Dallas. It's there.
I didn't
Elks
see
Lodge
it.
Is there.
I didn't see it.
Oh, so it's worldwide.
It's a national, internet. It's an American thing.
I wasn't seeing that. Not where I live.
Even Takeesh is looking at you funny.
The
about
Elks?
Moose Lodge
the
and Elks Lodge.
Lodge.
She says there's none in Dallas. Is she high?
I didn't see it.
Are you a member? Have you ever a member of the Elks?
No.
No.
I've been asked to be.
I'm a member of the.
Oh yeah, he's a member of the Moose Lodge. That's right. You're supposed to talk to Heather about your issue tonight with the pool hall. They like three bars shut down or closed down. So he's got like 10 pool billiard teams looking for a place to play. Heather needs to put some pool tables in this place, man. He'll bring 10 teams here.
Oh right.
That's alcohol all night.
That's all the way.
That's Chris times however many people in the team.
Lord, Chris. We don't need any more
Bunch
Chris.
But Canfield's running around.
No. Chris is on the island by itself.
And he has another bourbon.
He's not done yet.
That bicycle going to be propped up on the curb.
The yarn is broken. The yarn is gone.
The bourbon train has not stopped. There, look at him. Monday nights, 50% off bourbon
Jay's
burgers.
Going to take Chris home and put his bike in the truck.
Yeah, and then put his bike,
put his bike in the truck.
On the top rack of my
Make
on
sure
the pilot.
You cut the yarn first.
Cut the yarn. Send him down the hill. Woo!
I don't know how Chris getting home.
I don't know either, man.
His tricycle.
Oh my God. We've had Uber here for like 2 years.
Oh, sir, you going for the Capitals?
Yeah.
You going for the Capitals?
He's here for the Capitals.
Go Caps!
Go Caps!
Oh, they got one. Well, they got winning. 1 point. They got one point.
Are they still up? It's still 1-0.
There you go. Go
End
Caps!
Of the second period, right, Devontae? Hockey and all that shit. All right.
Yeah. How my Boston Celtics
Wait,
doing?
Losing.
Can I just say I'm really excited to have Matt here.
So am I.
Me too.
And let me just say why. First of all, I didn't even know that he travels here from Baltimore.
Yeah, we learned that the
right?
hard way too.
Yes.
So did I.
How many miles later?
72.
Well, you know what's funny? He knows how to rock a podcast. He brought beer.
Yes.
He knows how to.
I came naked here today, but it's because. You know, we're at the bar.
Devontae's video. You don't want to be filming this thing. You don't want to be walking around like that, bucket naked.
That's right, bucket naked.
Yeah. Like Matt's tie?
Oh, Matt, he's a sharp dresser.
Matt's a sharp dude. Never seen that tie, man.
Now, do your wife dress you or you dress yourself?
That's all you, dude.
You've been sharp all your life?
Yeah.
Just about.
I love a man that can dress.
Okay.
I definitely.
Is the clip on?
I definitely dressed myself this morning.
Is it a clip
on? Oh. Nine.
I do have a
the clip on
tie, whatever. It's fun.
But if you wear a bow tie, right? Yeah.
And if you get into a bow tie, go fuck off.
Yeah, you're not really a man, right? Yeah.
The Orville Redenbacher.
If you're gonna wear a bow tie, it's fun.
I'm
okay with a bow tie.
With a tuxedo, maybe.
Yeah, unless you're...
If you're doing the Oscars or
what's
some
that?
Shit.
If you're going to wear a bow tie, that's fine. But tie
it. Tie it, right?
Don't get the clip on.
Get a clip on.
Yeah, it's over with, right?
You're a real piece of shit.
Yeah, you're a wuss.
Yeah, that's true. Anything clip on is for wusses. Yeah, unless you're 9 years old, going to your aunt's wedding or some shit. Oh,
and
Chris has his hands up.
I'm trying to hit a vape, and I can't.
You hitting
a
vape?
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't quite working out.
I'm no good at hitting the vape.
No, huh?
That's
one of our sponsors, Flagship Vapor, man.
He's trying to hit the prospects from Prospect.
Yeah, do them right.
Are you going to hit the prospects from Prospect?
Hey, you're blocking Takesha with your big fat head, dude. Hey, Takesha's trying to take pictures, man.
There used to be a hotel on Prospect that you rented.
Too much bourbon.
Hey, you ain't supposed to sit on that side of the table. That's for cameras only. That's for the press.
That's for the press?
Look at she's got press. She's going to press you in a second, dude.
Pardon me?
You know, it's not a wheelchair, Chris. You got to scoot that thing back. Wow.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't have wheels.
No. I'm trying to get up on Shay over here.
Oh, there you go.
All right, too much bourbon.
He's just leaning against you for support.
I'll hold him up with the bourbon in one hand.
Don't cock the leg up.
Hey,
listen, I like this alehouse thing. This is pretty cool.
I know.
You like this out here?
Yeah, I like it.
We can do this more often, but you know,
right.
more people need to, you know,
we gotta
support
do
this 240. Kind of thing,
man.
What
you doing, man? And have some.
We could be outside of 207 if we wanted to, really, man.
Yeah.
So, June 23rd, Hagerstown Magazine is partnering with Sweet 710 mm-hmm. over on Leitersburg Park. And we got a couple
Sweet
bands.
Sweet 710 being the bowling alley?
Yeah, yeah. They okay. got a...
there you go, Chris.
yeah, you can still bowl if you just want to go do that. Go to
Chris
town.
Not going to bowl.
I like the bands.
Yeah. He liked the band.
So we got staff infection.
Staff infection. There you go.
Blindside. And the Dapper DJs are doing the after party.
Okay. There you go.
And tickets, they are $25, but you get a couple free drinks.
They are only $25.
What time
to start? I know it sounds steep.
No, it doesn't at all.
Okay. No. But you get a couple free drinks.
We got some free food action going on.
Oh, what kind of food?
Okay, yeah.
It's mostly finger foods. We haven't nailed down the menu yet, but it's,
I don't want to eat.
They have really good pretzel bites.
Oh, no, it's the best fingers.
You're supposed to finger your food.
It's the best fingers.
Appetizers.
Both.
Does he give a shit?
All kinds of options.
I like my fingers Louisiana rub. I like a bowl of Louisiana
Mercy.
Rub, and then I
like. I'm gonna have to double back to the menu.
Okay.
What time?
Any pulled pork or anything like that? The pulled chicken.
We're looking, the action starts around 6.
Okay.
Band starts at 6:15. Yeah, it's a
day
Saturday.
Drinking.
Yeah.
You gonna do some day drinking?
We might be competing.
No, we're not. It's gonna be during the day.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, you doing a cast?
No. No, it's something else, but I can't really announce it because we don't have all details together yet. So, you know. Plus, you know.
It's only a month away. Knock down those details.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. Hey, you say? You know, in time.
You're a goddamn slacker.
Is June 23rd the third Saturday of June?
Something like that.
Give or take.
Yeah, why? What's up with you?
Give or take.
What's on the third Saturday
like
of June?
Give or take.
What's that? Sorry. What does that mean to you?
We'll talk about that next.
Off the mic. Okay.
I just want to put this on recording. Me and Matt over here, we figured out how to control our feelings.
Oh, yeah. Dopamine, no sweat.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah. Cortisol.
Please tell me.
Fuck it. Right?
Yep.
Oxytocin. Boom.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah.
Ups, downs,
we got it all. Mm-hmm. We know how to do it.
We don't need pills anymore.
Mm-hmm. We don't need medication.
I still love pills.
We don't even need therapy anymore, nope. Even though our uncle diddled us.
So can we have this secret?
Did he really?
We haven't patented it yet, so.
It's getting there. More hush-hush stuff. Yeah, more details to come.
It's a lot of
work involved in that one.
Yeah.
A lot of research.
Oh, especially
R&D.
If Chris is going to be your rep.
Lab rat.
You might not want him as a spokesperson.
Real iffy about.
All right.
Chris cannot be the lab rat.
You should put Matt on the front.
No.
Chris should be the lab rat, and Matt should be the face.
Two bourbons in, aces. Three bourbons, you're like, I don't know. And then
it keep coming.
Whatever. Like, but then the ideas come, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
true.
Regardless, we're in a partnership now.
There you go.
And it's a blood pact.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Sorry, world.
60-40.
No,
I'm
that's
the
not.
I'm the one that coming up with partnership. The ideas over here. I'm doing all the work.
What work are you doing, Chris?
Listen, I'm willing to give you 40.
Of your dopamines?
Yeah. I'm willing to give you 40%.
Are they measured in units?
Yeah.
I mean, we know who's doing all the work over here.
All right, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Continue that conversation
when
the mics are off. A lot of details
no,
be covered
fair.
There.
That's fair.
Fair
yeah, we don't get out your ideas
the,
that
the,
right.
The night is young there, Chris. Your tricycle's waiting. It's all good. Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, the tricycle is waiting.
So this was the Hub Show.
My weave is still intact.
That's right.
Yeah, you got a nice weave up there. You know, it's funny that men got weaves now. Like
hell
you,
yeah.
Yeah, they got weaves.
Right, they got beards, too.
They got the beard.
Beard weaves.
They got lace front weaves.
Pube weaves.
Lace front beards.
Yes. I'm serious. I was like, now you got to be careful,
facial
y'all.
Facial weaves.
They got facial weaves, yeah.
Here I am spending all this time shaving. Jeez.
Yeah, you could have just, hey, if you can't grow it, glue it.
I dig the sideburns there, Matt, though. You got the whole Wolverine thing going on, man. You're rocking it, dude.
Yeah, if you can't grow
That's
it, glue
cool,
it.
Man. The more power to you.
Yeah, I like it on you. Yeah. I like it on you.
It's dapper.
Yeah, it's very dapper. It fits you.
I do feel like an asshole, but.
Hey, you're allowed to be
there,
an asshole.
Yeah,
man.
They've been there since. 93.
Really?
Oh, really?
You've been there since 93?
Yeah.
Why stop now?
I grow a beard out every now and 25 again.
25 years.
Oh, you
man.
Do? You grow like a man beard?
No, a woman
no
beard.
No woman beard. Yeah.
I know, right.
It's around my.
No, I call it a man beard.
It's around my mouth vulva.
The Wolverine.
But yeah, those fuckers have always been there. And nice. I start
you maintain,
to
like
yeah,
that.
I start to grow tired of them, but my old lady will not let
that's
them
why she
go.
Married
oh, she loves
man.
Them, yeah, yeah. yeah.
You so, gotta keep it going.
She likes to pull on them. Is that what
I think
good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, it's a handle.
Don't call the handlebar mustache for nothing. That's right. Rock on.
Thanks, man.
He didn't help right. you out. Help the
hey
women
man.
Out.
We are doing some serious time here on the Hub Show. We're going to wrap it up, though.
All right.
All that anti-Michael Jordan
are
talk.
Are you done with your
that
bourbon?
Took up too much of that.
Yeah, I love Mike. Down, everybody loves Mike.
I'm from the same era. Michael yeah. Jordan was Michael Jordan. Yeah, you yeah. can't mess with him, man.
Yeah.
You better
yeah.
eat your Wheaties.
Yeah, you better right. eat your Wheaties.
Damn right. But listen, Chris ain't here with us anymore, but hey, he's over there.
He's had bourbon it up.
Oh, he's vaping again. Never mind. All right. For the all right. Listen, we're going to wrap it up here. American Ale House. Heather wasn't able to come down. We'll get her on next time. And hey, Jay, for Kristen, for Matt Mikowski, for Shay.
Hey, I'm
and
back.
For, here he is. And for Chris Leftfield Canfield, we're wrapping
right.
up.
He's on the right field tonight.
All right, take it easy. Take
good
us
night,
down.
Everybody.
Keep your head up. Peace.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.